Welcome back to the New Hype Show. It's your boy Biz. I'm back. I'm back. Settle in. Relax. Turn your headphones up. Put the other side headphone in, because you know y'all like to walk around with one AirPod. You might want to hear my voice, man. What up? Beautiful day. Don't forget, June 1st, Doreen's Favorite drops. My debut album, even though it's an audio book, I'm pushing it like a rap album. Doreen's Favorite. I promise you, it's unlike anything you ever heard in your life. I'm telling my life story over these amazing beats by the one and only Mr. Ryan Smith White. You might want to Google him. You might want to remember that name, because I promise you it's going to be a benchmark in time when that album drops. All right, let's get right into it. I usually drop Fridays. Yeah, so this, by the time you hear this, yeah, this episode's dropping Friday. I'm on time, as usual. I've been having discussions. Shout out to niggas that be taking my Facebook statuses and remixing it and putting it out to the world. I see what y'all be doing. It's all good. Just give me credit next time. Jesus Christ. All these original ideas and things that I come up with, you know, I take pride in that. My shits is original, man. And they just be taking it. Some people share it. It's cool. But some people take my shit. They twist it and turn it. I be like, yo, I just wrote that. I'll write something at 5 o'clock and I'll see a couple cats at 5:15, write the same shit I wrote, but they, you know, switch it around. I guess because their audience, we don't have that much mutual friends. I peep y'all. You know what? Have it. Imitation is the best form of flattery, and I appreciate you. So Jay-Z and Nas, Hov and Escobar, the kid from Marcy and the kid from QB, have a track on the DJ Khaled album, which drops tomorrow. I mean, yo, salute to Khaled. He's ambitious. He's hungry. But I mean, I hope this album stick. You know, he has a lot of enthusiasm and I love him for that. I do. But when I hear the albums, it's like, all right, and it's done. And it's like the hype don't live up to it. Again, respect to DJ Khaled. Love DJ Khaled. I love him. He's got Hov and Nas on the track. I'm hype about that. It debuts tomorrow. I'm fiending to hear it. I seen a snippet of the video. They in Vegas, you know, Hov and Nas, man. Like, come on, man. This is my childhood right here. Nas is 48 years old. He looks like he's 19. Jay-Z's wearing his hair out. Like, yo, what you gonna tell him? He a billionaire. What you gonna tell me? I'm up there. This hip-hop royalty. I put out a question. You know what? Was it a question? Yes, it was. Are we ready for a Jay-Z and Nas album in 2021 going forward, 2022, 2023? Are we years late for a Jay-Z and Nas album? Do we care for a Hov and Nas King of New York collab album? For those of you who know, Hov and Nas are respectively number one and number two on my list. I flip-flop between Biggie and Nas as the second position, but on an overall basis, Nas is number two. But in 2021, do we care for a collab album between those two? The Stan in me says yes. But the realest hip-hop purist in me is like, I don't care. I'll take the random features here and there. I'll take it. If they drop the album, it's too much fucking expectations. We're going to expect masterpieces. We're going to expect a masterpiece, rather. Jay-Z and Nas, same album. It could work. But the expectation is too goddamn high. If it's a 9.5, oh my God, it's not perfect. We don't want it. That's the sad part when you dealing with two fucking giants of the game. That's like Michael and Prince dropping an album. Come on, you're going to expect a fucking masterpiece. Not even a classic, a masterpiece. To both their credit, they both have fucking at least three masterpieces in their catalog. Hov probably got a little bit more. But come on, Jay-Z and Nas, they're hip-hop elites. They're everybody's favorite rapper. So now you have you have these two gigantors, these two T-Rexes, these two killer whales, these two behemoths, these two Vikings, these two Zulu kings on the same track? You know what? Nah, I don't want it. I might flip-flop, but right now, today, I don't want the album. I'm good without it. In 2021, I'll just go play Life is Good and 444, and I'm content. I'm content with my adult contemporary rap. I'll get back to Jay-Z and Nas. I want to talk about Dr. Umar being on The Breakfast Club for a fifth time. You love to see it. I love reading the comments. I love the Dr. Umar hate. I love it. He's the only one out there speaking, and he's speaking the truth. Never mind that he doesn't have the school where it needs to be. Give a man props for trying. I've always defended Dr. Umar on my platform. I see the jokes. It's cool, but who else do we have? He's an intellectual. He's trying. I'll give him that. I'll take the guy that's trying. He's trying. Who else is trying? You know how hard it is to build a fucking school, and especially for what he wants. He wants a school for black boys. Show them how to be men. Grow their own food. Learn a trade. You see, they took the trades out of school. They took that shit out. We were coming out making, building houses, building lives. Electrical work, plumbers, carpenters, we need those. If you haven't seen the Dr. Umar Breakfast Club episode, the recent one, go watch it. I probably watched it six times already. I think it's only been up for 2 days. And I've watched it six times. When I was in the gym, just walking around, driving around, I loved it. His take on interracial relationships, hilarious yet very informative. His take on Joe Biden, his take on the black power structure in this country, there isn't any. His take on, senseless police killings of black folks. And I don't know if I said this last week, but motherfuck Brett Favre, his take on Brett Favre. His take was exactly what I said. So go watch the episode. Very interesting. And they pulled a DJ Vlad. They pulled out like his segment on the interracial dating, which was dope. What I do notice, I don't see Angela Yee. I'm trying to remember if Angela Yee was around for his last few episodes. I don't know. I don't know if it's the whole interracial thing that got her feeling away. I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm just letting y'all know, people who listen to my show, I'm here for all the hip-hop smoke. I've been tagged on so many battles. People want smoke with me. That's cool. We could do it, baby. I told you I'd do this thing. I'm not backing down from no battle of hip-hop. We could do this. It's always this one cat just always want to argue with me. I see what he's trying to do. I spoke about him previous episodes. I mean, we could do what you want, Playboy. We could do what you want because I know you listen to my show and I appreciate you. Yo, shout out to Jay-Z again. I'm a Hov stan. Hov recently dropped a playlist that he curated for Nas. Jay-Z's a Nas fan. We know this. He loves Nas. I'm going to let you hear the tracks that he put. For those that have Tidal, I'm a subscriber to Tidal, the dopest streaming service, curated by the god Hov. It's called Nas, 24 tracks. First track he got is The Genesis, New York State of Mind, Life's a Bitch, Verbal Intercourse, The Message, Street Dreams, Major Look, Hate Me Now, Halftime, If I Rule the World, We Major, The World Is Yours, It Ain't Hard to Tell, my favorite Nas song of all time. I Gave You Power, Eye for an Eye, Your Beef Is Mine, Memory Lane, One Love, Car 85. Car 85. Affirmative Action, Cop Shot the Kid, Phone Tap, Project Windows, and One Mic. We're going to go back to Car 85. Car 85 is top. It made it to the top three, my favorite Nas songs of all time. I've been talking about Car 85 since last August, since Nas' album dropped. Since King Disease dropped, which got Best Grammy for Best Rap Album of the Year, by the way, which I called, which is the best goddamn rap album. Nas, King's Disease. Car 85. Yo, let me tell y'all something about that record, man. That record takes me back to a place. They call me Babyface in 88. Her 40th from Broadway. They made me stay in wait. Cab service. Car 85. 10 minutes, they back in the car. Not safe to drive. Narcos are looking. Yo, come on, man. Come on. Car 85. You see? Me and Hov, we on the same page. Car 85. It made it to his greatest Nas, well, his Nas playlist. This song just came out. It's not even a year old yet. Think about that. Think about it. Shout out to Hit-Boy. You know what? Let me double back. A Jay-Z and Nas album produced by Hit-Boy, it needs one producer for a particular sound. I think he could pull it off. Or Kanye. Kanye West. That I can see. Yeah. But do I want it? You know what? I can wait. I can wait. I can wait. I can wait. Let me get to the meat and potatoes. So today I wanted to talk about growth. I'm going to talk about my personal growth, how, you know, I don't really want to use my astrology as a crutch and to say that why I react to things because I'm a Scorpio. We like to think that. But as adults now, we have to be accountable for our own actions. And the older I grow, I'm getting older, proud of my age. The older I grow, I'm learning to not react to everything, even when I'm right. And I know it took me years to reach this level of peace. And I'm actually the happiest I've been in a long time. I feel great. My teeth is white. I'm mentally clear. I don't know if it's because I've been praying more or just my level of thinking has been totally, I did a 180. But I just want to, like, accountability has been my main focus as far as my actions go. And how I react to people when they do things to me. You know, before it was, you do something to me, fuck that. I'm coming at you with a vengeance. Now I just ignore it. But I'm finding out ignoring it and ignoring the person is actually an issue. I'm like, wow, I didn't know that. Because, you know, I'm going to let y'all in a little bit. I had a family issue, I want to say last year or early last year. Anyways, a light family issue. Someone related to us stole something from me, and this is somebody I really cared about. I practically raised this person, really cared about them, loved this person, still love them, and I reacted by stop talking to the person. And, you know, certain people close to me were like, you did the right thing. You know, I just, with me now, the way I react before it would be, fuck, I got to get this person back. But this person is somebody I love. And with that example of me getting them back, because I always used to use the analogy, somebody slapped me and I shoot them. Am I wrong? True. You're not wrong in theory, but it's like now when you're older, you know better. So it's like people do things to me and I'm not saying I'm an innocent person on the planet. I've never done anything to anybody, but I feel that when somebody attacks me and I'm always usually the one to mind his business, lay in his corner and just chill. I stay out of people's way. And I make that a point a lot. I stay out of people's way. I don't like being in people's way. I don't have people at my house. Very private with my life. So the person did something to me, stole property from me, and I was hurt because this is somebody I would give anything to, would give the shirt off my back to, love this person since they were a kid. And I reacted by ignoring them, never telling myself I'm never going to speak to this person again. But they have to interact with, you know, parts of my family. I would have to see this person. So I seen the person the other night. I didn't say anything to the person. So then me and somebody close was, having a discussion about the situation. I'm like, wait, I feel that you're more mad at my response than the actual action that the person took against me. I reacted in the most calmest way. I didn't go off on a person. I didn't, you know, threaten the person. I laid back in and I took the L, because I took it as an L. You know, I said, okay, I'm never going to get that property back. But just know that was the cost of me not fucking with that person ever again. So somebody close to me was mad at me. I felt they were mad at me because of how I reacted. So I spoke to my sister about it. She was like, yo, you're not wrong. Hell no, I don't think you're wrong. And I'm like, and I'm sitting back thinking about this every day. And I'm like, wait, people can do something to you and the world would get mad of how you react. I'm trying to understand that. But let me get back to my point, is how I react to it. The way I reacted to it, I didn't say anything. I just said, okay, cool. I just never would deal with that person again. But some people feel that's kind of harsh. And I'm like, wait, but it was done to me. I didn't go off. I didn't get disrespectful. I didn't do none of the above. But yet, I'm still looked at as the bad guy. I don't get it. But I will say this, my reaction to it, I'm glad I reacted the way I did. I didn't get negative. I took the L and just kept it pushing. But yet, even in that instance, it's still looked at as wrong. The old me, you get a 20-something me. Fuck that. Nah, we're not going to do that. I don't have energy for that. My energy is used for other things. You know what I'm saying? Getting my money right. Getting everything else right. My physical, because, you know, I look great. I'm proud of what I look like. You know, I look great. I look wonderful. I look in the mirror. I feel great. I look good. Mentally clear. My focus is clear. And I know where I'm going. And I, you know, I just want people to stay out of my way. That's it. Because I'm not in anyone's way. I don't trouble people. And that's my main thing. I'm not, you know, I don't trouble people. I was told that I hold grudges. And if holding grudges mean that I don't deal with people that done me wrong, because that's what they do. Like, you've done me wrong throughout my life. I don't even fuck with my pops. So that should tell people my level of don't give a fuck about people that much. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not even a grudge. It's more of a out of sight, out of mind. And, yo, you don't exist to me. Keep it pushing. I won't dish you. I won't sub you. I won't do none of that, because you're not even that much on my mind. I'm an overthinker. People did me dirty in the past. I cut them off. Simple as that. You won't ever hear from me again, because I'm a dope ass time. I'm a dope ass spirit. My vibe is very elated. I'm dope. I'm a dope person. I'm somebody you want to know. I'm a plug. You get what I'm saying? Plug of sort. The plug to a lot of things. Great things. I've helped a lot of people. You don't want to cut off a person like me. I'm a dope vibe. Any type of relationship with me. And I don't switch up friends. I'm consistent with long-term relationships with people. It's very hard to, you know what? It's hard to get close to me, but it's easy to lose me. Disrespect and distrust. Like, I just don't let anybody get close to me. But once you close, you in, you locked in. I treat you like family, man. And that's the thing too. I treat, you know, I got non-blood that I treat like blood and blood that I treat like non-blood. Just because you're related don't mean we're family. I got motherfuckers I knew 20 plus that I probably won't ever talk to again because of something they did to me. You know, that whole forgiveness thing, I get it, but people say, oh, forgiveness is good for you. I just let it go and keep it pushing. That's what I do. I don't harp on it. I don't hold it. Oh, when I see them, I'm going to do it. No. We ain't going to do that. I mean, if you physically touch me, that's something different. But, you know, it becomes water under the bridge, and I just don't deal with you ever again. But I'm a person you never want to lose as a friend. You never want to lose as a vibe. I had somebody who was close with me for years that I stopped dealing with because of how they was moving. And it didn't break no sweat to me. I see them flourishing and I'm flourishing on me. I just don't speak to them no more. And when I don't talk to somebody, I guess it hurts more because I'm the connector to a lot of friendships out here. I see a lot of people are best friends on the internet, met in real life because of a connection through me. I see a lot of people that became close through me. I see a lot of mutual friends. I'm like, yo, this person wouldn't have met this person without me. Now they best friends. Cool. I'm the plug. This is why I say I'm such a dope vibe, man. You can meet your soulmate through me. You can meet your lifelong friend through me. A plug through me. Your next $1 million lick through me. I know everybody. That's what I tell people. I know everybody, but I don't got a lot of friends. I don't consider a lot of people friends. I know a lot of people. A lot of people tell you, yeah, I know that. I know Biz. Yeah, I remember Biz. Yo, Biz, he a cool dude. They going to tell you he a cool dude. People that got anything wrong to say about me, something's wrong with them. I didn't do nothing to them. And if I ever did, it was probably out of mistake, but it wasn't through, like, purpose. I don't go out of my way to fuck with people. Again, I'm worried about my hairline. Trying to, you know, my body looks right in the gym. Shit like that. That's the type of time I be on. I'm a whole vibe. I'm the type of, in fact, I was talking to an associate of mine today. She was telling me she's trying to go on vacation with a couple of her friends. Oh, they flip-flopping. I said, y'all love waiting on people. You wait on people, you ain't never going to go nowhere. Learn to enjoy you. Learn to go to the bar by yourself. Not a lot of people could do that. I can't. I could go to movies myself. I could go to the bar myself. I could go another country myself. I'm not saying I don't need people, because you need people. You do need people. Hell yeah, you do. You need that love. But I also know that I can function without. Once you know you can function without, you'll be a whole vibe. You go have a good time. How you be traveling by yourself? It's easy. One, motherfuckers be flopping. You know what I mean? I could, you know, take my family with me. I'm good. My family don't flop. I pay for the vacation. We Gucci. We out. Learn to be a vibe for yourself. You want to roll up by yourself? That's cool. You don't got to pass that blunt to nobody. You want to go ride a bike, put on your headphones and go? Just go. Go for a drive. Go buy your favorite dessert. Go buy your cologne. But my growth, my personal growth, man, you know, I had vision, but I couldn't see before. I don't know if that makes sense. You know, and I got all the vision in the world. I walk by faith, not by sight. Of course, I've always said that. I live by that. But my faith at one point was very, very low. My faith got very low for a time. And I started developing my faith back up, and I feel so great. You know, I'm not really a religious person. I am spiritual. I do believe in a higher power. So, you know, every morning I wake up, I get down on my knees, pause, and pray to the higher power. Sometimes I pray 2-3 times a day. I feel you need that. If it's like a refresher, when you're feeling like confused and shit, hit that reset button. Watch how great you feel. No, I'm not here to preach to anybody, but if you trying to get right with yourself, which I think you should get right with yourself first, before you could get right with anybody, get right with yourself. Get right with yourself. Don't try to impress no motherfucker. And I want to say RIP to my young boy, Junior, man. This was a young man I knew him since he was a kid. I seen him the other day. They posted it on Facebook, man. I remember him as a kid, literally a kid. He used to come to my house when he was a kid with his sister. I'm like, what the fuck? Dead. Shot up in East New York, man. Rest in peace to that young man, yo. That shit broke my spirit. I'm like, what the fuck? Is a little, you know, was a little nice kid, and he's running around. He had a lot of energy. Nice kid. Got clapped up. I heard he had a baby too, man. I know most of his family. I know his mother is hurting right now. I think it's been a month since he passed, man. I forgot to mention it on the last episode, man. Rest in peace to Junior, man. But yeah, man, you know, I just had to get that off my chest. Just something light, you know, just to get y'all a little, you know, they say the best shows is where, you know, the host is transparent. I'm trying to get a little bit more transparent with y'all. Maybe I'll let y'all know a little bit more about me, but not too much. Relax. Still need some mysteriousness. It's how you maintain you maintain it. You maintain the celebrity, if you will. I'm not a celebrity, but I'm just saying. But yeah, man, make sure June 1st, Doreen's favorite. Hashtag it, tell a friend. Shirts are going on sale real soon. I got a lot of requests. I did debut the album to a few media folk. The review is actually favorable. You know, I'm smiling from ear to ear. I appreciate those reviews. Again, this is an audiobook. I'm not rapping. I need to say that to people. I'm not a rapper. I tell hell of stories, but it's over these amazing beats. It'll be on every streaming platform that you can think of, Tidal, Apple, you know, iTunes, everything. So please make sure to do yourself that favor. Set your timers. Doreen's favorite. The new hype show. It's your boy. Thank you. Yeah. Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show and Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.